Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5gmsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
Ready? Okay. All right, listen in, ask my friends, take turns, weaving stories, through the tabletop game of their choice. This is my new coat!
Hello everybody and welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat, Season 5 from Inside the Tent. A couple of things have gone down since the last time you heard us. I believe there was a carnival, or the carnival, if you will. There was a seer of sorts.
Don't look at me.
She told a bit of the future to our three friends here. There were some spirits, I suppose, being summoned and possessing some of the people and waiting in line to be let in, as the carnival itself was protected by some of Val's spiritual magic. On top of that, a couple of our friends did get a chill and did become sick, and eventually one was possessed. You did make it out.
Barely.
Yeah, barely. I think we're going to kind of take a step back, and I think it's been 2-3 days maybe.
Okay.
Everyone who was sick is on the heels of it mending. You still feel a little, you know, after having the flu, when you feel a little weak, you know, there's still a bit of that. You're still, I think you're still in Nevada. I don't think you've made it out of Nevada yet. You could have, but I think it's just like with the heat coupled with not feeling well, you've done a lot of stopping and a lot of like relaxing. Where we are currently, it is close to 8, 9 p.m. You were driving down the road. Who was driving?
I think since they've been sick, I've been taking over the driving portion.
And it was getting really hot, and the van, the last unicorn, started to show signs of overheating.
Yeah.
You've pulled off. You're kind of in this little like divot where there's like a nice tree supplying big shade.
Mm.
It's 8 or 9 p.m., but it's still hot out, and you're kind of just waiting out for the car to come down. I think you guys recently drove through and got something to eat. I would like to start over here, and would you like to tell me what you got to eat?
I think he's starting to feel better, so he had like a big hearty meal, like a big bacon cheeseburger with like a bunch of fries and like a little dessert afterwards.
That's beautiful.
Like, I think it's like a little like hand pie,
mm-hmm.
a little apple pie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A little apple pie.
So you have some good diner food in here. What about you, Javi?
I think Javi's still feeling a little bit on the bad side.
Right.
So something a little smaller, maybe like a small breakfast burrito.
Uh-huh.
He's holding it in his hand.
They're just little bites.
That's beautiful. I think I got chicken tenders mm-hmm. and fries and a chocolate shake.
Yeah, you can kind of never go wrong with chicken tenders.
Yeah, exactly. It's my bread and butter, my baseline.
A specialty of consistency.
Yeah, exactly.
You've been sat here now for likely 30 minutes to an hour. Still hot. The car itself is like, I think every once in a while you'll take a step out and put your hand on the hood. It's mm-hmm. cooling down, but the car was pretty functionally overheating. It's an older vehicle, and Zeke knows cars, and I think that right now, Zeke, you know that's probably not best to get back on the road just yet. You're just off on the side of the road. It's quiet. It is like, it's a bit serene. It's not uncanny or anything. It's just a night sky. It's you're surrounded by the kind of darkness of desert. You've been driving in Nevada. There's no town in sight. It's kind of just you guys. What has been the conversation in the car the past couple of days post Carnival?
It's probably been me checking up on the boys a lot, being like, how are you feeling? Do we need to stop? Do you need any medicine? Like, are you hot? Are you cold? Like, just me checking to make sure they're okay, because they got messed up.
Yeah.
It was bad. And so I think it's just been me kind of like being mom for a bit, just making sure they're okay, because like that was scary. And if they want to talk about it, we can, but I'm not going to push that because that was a lot.
Yeah, I don't think he'd want to see someone talk about it. He doesn't really understand what happened, and he just like, I'd rather not talk about it.
I'm thinking that if we are stopping, it's probably because of Javi.
Oh,
every hour.
Yeah.
We gotta go off the road.
Gotta go off the road.
Just for fresh air, to stretch a little.
Yeah.
We're drinking a lot of water, so we gotta pee a lot.
Yeah, making sure that we get Gatorade when we go to like gas stations and stuff like that. Just to make sure that they have their electrolytes up and that sort of thing.
Yeah, you've pretty successfully handled that. You've taken good care of them. It's now, like I said, you're on the heels of it. You're all feeling mostly better. Still a little weak, or like soft tummies because of not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do as the car cools down and you have your meals in front of you? Do you sit in the car with the door open? Do you sit outside? Do you guys have lawn chairs? Do you climb on top of the car? Like, what is it like? It's almost, I guess it's sort of like camping right now. You're not exactly in a camping spot, but you're not quite sure how long you guys are going to kind of sit here. What are your guys' vibes?
I'm like picturing Javi sitting in like the front seat, door swung open, like foot, like one leg out and the other leg in, like kind of facing out of the door, just nursing his little burrito.
It's kind of
a sad sight.
Kind of pathetic, yeah. For sure. I think I've grabbed like a big blanket from one of the bags, and just have it on like laid out on the side of the like car that's not towards the road, and I'm probably just sitting outside eating my food.
I think Zeke just kind of has a chair folded out near the engine just to keep an eye on it.
Okay.
And he's just like dead. leaning back.
Yeah, you have I think maybe you have the hood pop now, just kind of letting all the heat escape from inside, your head tilted back. Zeke, are your eyes open as your head is tilted back?
Yeah, he's just kind of looking up at the trees.
What do you want to roll for me for like your just general like view of the night sky and like through the trees?
I guess brains, just kind of examining the area.
Yeah.
A four.
You look upon the night sky through bits of tree. The lack of light pollution here is quite nice. You get to see the stars. And so you see bits of stars. I think just from having been talked at maybe by Amanda, you can make out that like one of these stars is probably like part of the Big Dipper. One of these stars is part of this and different things like that. And so your head just tilted back, just making out little things of these stars that you're only picking up pieces of as the leaves obscure most of the night sky, and bits of moonlight kind of make their way through the kind of parted leaves themselves and lightly and softly illuminate the space you guys are all in.
I probably am like checking in with like Zeke. I'm like, Zeke, how's the engine looking?
Move my head up and I look at it. I'm like, it's probably gonna be at least a half an hour.
Okay. I guess that's not too bad. Doing all right there, bud? Looking at Hoppy.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced, I'll be honest.
It's just been a lot of driving and a lot of hot weather.
Yeah. You do not look good, my guy.
I'm fine.
All right.
I think Javi definitely 100% gets boy sick.
Oh, no!
And, like, when he was younger, his mom would, like, fuss over him. And then since living with his dad, he just, like, thugs it out and, like, always just, like, lays, like a tomb in his room. And so he just doesn't know how to take care of himself when he's sick.
Have you had enough water today? I'm going to take that as a no because you have to think about it. Drink more water. There's water in the bag. Don't groan at me. Water helps. Yeah. Maybe come outside for a bit. You've just been in the car. You can't keep groaning at me. I'm gonna come just, over there. Like,
gets out of the car.
Sit down. My goodness.
I don't like the shit that we've been dealing with.
I don't either.
And part of me is like, maybe it's just like not real and we've just kind of been dreaming the whole time.
But, okay, but the whole
time. I still have a bruise on my face from getting punched by that guy.
Oh,
maybe we're in purgatory.
What makes you think we're in purgatory?
Like we're dead?
Yeah.
Pinch me.
I think that's fucked up.
Pinch you.
I'm not dead. I felt pinched.
Well, I mean, I feel like you could feel things in purgatory still.
Is this true?
I don't know why you're looking at me. I've never been dead before.
I don't know. I just thought you would know that sort of thing. I don't know.
But, never mind. I'm just wondering if maybe it's too much for us. And? If it's going to be like this the whole time. We still have, what, a few more weeks?
At least.
All I know is I don't want to get punched again. And I also don't want to be sick again.
Well, okay, how about we plan out what we're doing and where we're going a little better so we're not just stumbling upon stuff, because that's kind of been what we've been doing so far, is stumbling upon stuff. And maybe if we plan a little better, we'll be able to maybe avoid some of the weird stuff. Maybe we just hit like the main stuff, you know, like the big things,
like more people.
Yeah, more around. People like make like maybe like a little more populated, like stay that way and maybe it'll stop.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, because everything we've hit so far has been like kind of out of the way.
Kind of roll.
Yeah.
Roll.
Yeah. Roll.
And drink some water.
Yeah. So like maybe if we do that, it'll be a little better and not as weird. Because, like, they wouldn't do that, right? Even if it is real, like, be out in the open like that, right?
I don't know. We were at a pretty, like... Because the carnival had a lot of people in it.
I mean...
And it bothered everybody.
But it wasn't, like, city population.
I guess not. But where do we want to go next?
Well...
Where are we right now?
We're on, like, the outskirts of Nevada. Or, like, still in Nevada, but, like, on the out.
Yeah. I'd say you're on your way out.
Yeah. We're kind of, like, on our way out of Nevada. We can kind of go anywhere at this point. Because we can go to the Grand Canyon.
What if we fall?
Well, I don't think they have safety things in place, Javi. So people don't do that.
I just don't want to fall. We went on a boat. And that went bad after I was like, maybe we should have gone on a boat.
We're not going to go on a boat. It's the Grand Canyon, Javi.
Yeah, but I just mean in general things. haven't been going the way we want them to go.
Yeah, Grand Canyon sounds fun.
Grand Canyon sounds cool, right?
I've been wanting to see it.
Big rock. Yeah. Big rock. Have you ever thought about that?
Well, actually, it's the absence of rock.
Well, yeah, that's true. Absence of rock. No rock.
The erosion of rock.
Yeah. The essence of rock.
All right. You've convinced me.
That's thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we'll go to the Grand Canyon next. That's a big, like, tourist stop. And it's summer, so a bunch of people will be there.
It's going to be so hot.
We'll go, like, early-ish in the morning so we can try to beat the heat. And then we'll hang out afterwards.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure there's, like, morning tours, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and those creepy government dudes won't be there in the morning. And
well, thanks for jinxing it.
Ghosts don't wake up early. They all come at night. They are always at night, right?
Well, sometimes night is also morning.
Well, I mean,
and I would know.
Okay.
I don't know. I used to wake up early. It was still dark out.
But that's not night. That's morning.
Yeah, it would be called night.
Isn't like 3 a.m. the witching hour?
Can everyone roll me a luck roll, please?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. D20?
Yeah.
Because our luck's been so great.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
18.
18 also.
11.
With my two 18s, I think you guys aren't sure why, but you both kind of look up and like westward and you see just a shooting star kind of cresting through. It kind of has this like almost like pink tail. It's not breaking down the same way like a typical shooting star would. I don't know how much you know about shooting stars between the two of you.
Not at all.
But you see these. Yeah. You see this kind of
shooting star. Make a wish. I close my eyes like really tight and make a wish.
Do you all close your eyes and make a wish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon.
Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl in a special Gertrude world. Happy birthday, happy birthday. I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's Snake Eyes minus two. That's a zero.
Snake Eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck!
This episode is brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romance novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I, Kim, am a really big movie lover, and I've recently gotten back into reading, so I just finished Project Hail Mary, and I really enjoyed their piece about how we've been getting first contact all wrong, and their piece on how hopecore seems to be the future for sci-fi, especially with the vibe of Project Hail Mary and Superman last year. Hope is punk. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBC many-sided, or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.
God. Mm-hmm. What bullshit are you about to pull on us?
I'd like everyone to give me another... I want this to be sort of a force of personality role. So whatever you feel is like your most like personal stat.
Mine's charm.
Blaine.
Okay.
Oh, 7.
I'm going to go flight.
Talon just looked at me so distressed. I can't quite capture it through words, but yeah. Just know.
Yeah, I got a 2 on my die.
2 on your die?
2 on my die.
I got a 12.
12 and an 11. 7. Okay. So we'll start with our 2. You close your eyes real tight to make a wish on this pinkish shooting star. That it almost feels like, as you close your eyes, it feels like you're being like dusted. Oh. Like you have like this tingle over your body. What do you wish for?
I think in this moment right now, he's like, I fucking hate being sick. And I really wish he was fucking over now. Like, yeah. I'm done.
You close your eyes. You think about hating being sick. Mm-hmm. And I want you to tell me, when was the last time a home remedy worked for you? And what was it and who administered it?
Well, like I said, my mom used to fuss over me.
Right.
And I think I was like 12 or 13 and I was like sick with the worst like congestion I've ever had up to that point that I remember. Right. And my mom was like, you need to put Vicks on your feet. I've been telling you, put the Vicks on your feet, put your socks on, go to bed.
Uh-huh.
Like it'll work. And I didn't believe her, but I did it as my mommy.
Right.
So I do it. I go to sleep. I woke up. Shit was clear. So
you close your eyes. Mm-hmm. Again, you feel almost this sprinkle over you. You remember your mom telling you, you got to put the Vicks on your feet. The bottoms of your feet kind of have that like, it's not quite a stinging, but like a freshness of Vicks. And the scent wafts through your nose and into your lungs and fills you up. You feel it, the sort of lightness that comes with like menthol smell. And you, for a moment, are there. You're sitting there. You wake up just before your nose is fully clear. Your mom's sitting at your bedside just reading. She has some book. What book is it? What do you see on the cover? You're a little groggy.
Like an oiled up man. Like yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah, some kind of smut, yeah. you kind of wake, your eyes are groggy. Your mom sees you. She closes her book. She puts it down, and she kind of, she grabs your knee, and she's like, "Oh, sweetie, you need to go back to bed. You're here. You've been here before, but you slept the whole time. What does Hoppy do?"
It's like I woke up.
Yeah. Maybe you were dreaming about being on a trip with your friends. And wishing on a shooting star, and you woke up and your mom's here tending to you. She just told you to put the Vicks on your feet. And she's here again. Maybe mom never left.
I turn into a werewolf.
Maybe it was all just a dream. Your injury, your relationship with your dad, maybe it was all just a dream.
Oh. I'm kind of hungry. He just becomes like, he's just like a total baby.
Oh, no, of course. What do you want? Do you want me to go out and get you something? Do you want me to make something? I can always make you something. I can make a good soup. Of course.
Not what you said.
Do you want to tell me what soup you want, or do you want me to just make the soup? Of course. And so she gives you a hug, and she gives you a kiss on the forehead. She walks out off into the rest of the house. You hear the clanking and clinking of pots. It's that clinking and clinging, you know of a kitchen that you've heard be cooked in for your entire life. You haven't heard that sound in a long time. The pot being put down. You hear your dad say something to your mom. You hear her laugh. Zeke. You close your eyes really tightly. You feel like there's a sprinkle that comes over you. What do you wish for?
He's just hoping that the last unicorn makes the trip, because I think he's getting real nervous about it because it's already overheating and they still have a long ways to go in the desert.
Yeah, you've only hit a couple of states up to this point. You close your eyes. This tingle runs over you. Tell me, when was the first time you worked on the last unicorn with your dad? Not any card, just specifically the last unicorn. or even if it wasn't with your dad, when was the last time you worked on it? How old were you? What was going on? What was the intention of working on The Last Unicorn originally?
I think he got it like when he was 16. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that like someone came into the shop and just had this shitty van they were trying to get rid of. And he was like, I have $100. So the guy was like, sold. Uh-huh. So, and he's like, this is my car now. But it's like this shitty, you know, it's this shitty van. Yeah, so he's got to fix it up. And yeah. So I think, yeah. So I'd say he's 16 and it took him a couple years to like.
I see. Yeah. So the first, what's the first thing you replaced? What's the first thing you worked on?
I think the first thing he did was like, I think it was owned by an old hippie. So it just had a bunch of like weird little shit inside of it. And so he just started by tearing out like the shag carpet he had in the back. And like,
absolutely. So I have a question for you. So your dad owns this mechanic shop. Mm-hmm. Your dad's good at this. You've been taught how to do a lot of it. Was this a Zeke solo thing that you needed to work on yourself to make it your van, or did you get and or ask for your dad's help?
I think at first he wanted to do it himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did like all the little stuff, like tearing out all the stuff inside. Yeah. And but then when it started getting more complicated and more expensive too, that then I think his dad was always just kind of around giving him advice.
Yeah. As you tear this thing apart, you're ripping out the stuff from the inside. Your dad comes by and he's like, don't. So what you're tearing at right there, you're about to clip the wires and yank them out. And if that happens, all the lights are going to be up. And you're like,
mm-hmm.
All lights are going to be up and you're going to have to redo all of them. The wires looked good when I checked. You just got to take the inside. That son, you're being a little too. And I think that it's just this kind of continual.
I think it's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Zeke at first. He's like, I got this.
Okay. Okay. You've got it. He goes inside for a bit. You turn around. He's left like.
And I think I do accidentally pull one of the wires. Like, fuck.
Shit.
Yeah, the alarm goes off for a moment. Just like, wow. You fix it. You turn around, though, after having ripped out one of the wires, and there's just this bowl of cut up fruit that he left for you. That annoying thing dads can do sometimes is be a pain in the ass. And then, because they can't just say, I love you. They can't just say it has to be something, it has to be an act of service. And you turn around, you see this fruit. You've ripped up a lot of the inside, as you did, Zeke. You're here. Your hands hurt the way a long day of using them hurts. You know, where they're like kind of dry and burn a little.
Yeah.
But like burn in like the cracks and crevices where they've been used.
Mm-hmm. Especially with that shag carpet he got.
Rug burn all over your knuckles. And as you ripped it up, maybe you ate some of the fruit. What fruit was in there? What's your favorite fruit? Because your dad would know and he would put it in there.
Yeah, I think it would be like apples. He just likes a good apple.
Yeah, a nice sliced up apple. Mm. You bite it. It's tart and sweet, but not too much of either. Mm. It kind of puckers your lips and like dimples your cheeks for a moment. You take a breath. The apple's crisp and light and has the water that you so badly need because you haven't drank anything the entire time you've been doing this. You're 16 and dumb. The last portion you kind of yank up pulls up a bit of panel with it. You don't know why it was dug in so efficiently, but when you yank it, it like and bends a little metal panel. You're like, fuck, like there's a metal panel. And as you look,
I think they glued the shit down. They just got some super powerful glue and just got it down.
Underneath this panel, though, you see a bit of plastic peeking out. Do you look?
Yeah.
Did Zeke look? So you look. This is you again. You're in this moment again. Maybe everything after today was a dream and you're getting this van ready because one day you might go on a trip with your friends like that. And you thought you had, or you thought you had started, but you're back here, so you must not have. And you look at this little bit of plastic and you look and it's a couple of rolls of hundreds.
Oh.
Tucked away under here. What do you do?
Oh, I think for a moment I make sure it's real. Make sure there's no drugs.
No, there's no drugs. There's a couple of rolls. It almost looks like a bug out bag.
I'm like, okay. So I think I'm just gonna put it back and just kind of keep a mental note that it's there.
And I think, is that what Zeke did originally, or is that what Zeke does now?
You know what? Yeah, I think he does pocket it originally, but now I think nowadays he would have put it back just to have an emergency fund. But
you see it, and there's this moment of two paths: one where you pocket it and you buy stupid shit with it, you maybe play some games with your friends because you bought way too much. Like, Zeke, where'd you get all this stuff? All the new movies, all the new games. And then there's now this path that's suddenly been illuminated for you, where you just put it back down and you bend that back down because there might be a day where the van overheats and you need that extra money, and you're with two friends who you care about more than you even realize, and you've been constantly put in positions of having to deal with things that you weren't equipped for, and maybe a little bit of extra cash might help with that. You bend it back down. You finish tearing out the rest of the upholstery. There's a little troll doll that's wiggling its head, almost taunting you. You finally snatch it off the
that's also glued down like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it pops off. You go inside, you put your apple bowl away, and you just turn in for the night. Clem.
Hey.
Close your eyes. Washes over you. You make a wish. What is that wish?
I think that wish is that we all make it through this trip together.
Mm-hmm. Clem, you wake up. It's fairly early. The sun is just rising. You look out the window of the last unicorn, the passenger side window, and you see... And you see MIT, the front of it. You turn and you look, you see your two friends here. You guys are tired. You're exhausted. Guys, you have been through a lot of silly shit. Maybe in the last 24 hours, you've been through some very silly shit. But regardless of all that, your summer plan, most of the summer has been spent. You have brought Clem to every state that you could reach with the last unicorn, and you're at MIT. You've made it. What goes on?
I think I'm just staring out the window, kind of just like looking at it, not really saying anything, just staring.
You were just in Nevada.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those things where it's like I've seen it once in person, just a tour. But the rest of the times I've seen it has been through, like, photos. And it's that whole thing of, like, you know, I knew we were coming here. And it's so weird because we were just in Nevada. But we're here now, and we've made it. And we're all still here. So presumably no more silly shit went on that was that bad. And so I think I just kind of stare out the window.
I like to think Javi's the first out of the car. And it's just like... Wow, it's bigger than it is in the pictures. You know?
Like, and then I'm watching Javi like look like a dad outside of the car window.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh my god, what is he doing? And I see him like posture up in that way of like looking around. I'm like, oh my god, why is he doing that?
I do think you guys are a bit, like I said, maybe you went through some silly shit recently. You're a bit, some of your clothes are a bit tattered or little things here and there, little scrapes. You guys have been through a lot on this travel, but also traveling's a lot. You hike, you camp, you do these things. You see Javi posturing like a dad.
Looking around. I was like, oh my god, why is he doing that?
You guys gotta get out of the car?
Oh my god. I like put my hands on like my head. I'm like, oh my god, now he's looking at me.
Zeke's gonna get out and start stretching like, oh, we finally made it.
And I'm sitting there like, oh my god, why are they doing this?
Yeah, you look around. You see other students getting there. You're fairly early, truth be told, but you also did sign up for some summer like onboarding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was Mom's idea. You know Mom and Dad should be down here soon with some of your stuff. You'll just have to rock the bed without sheets for like a day or two.
That's okay.
It's nice, and the three of you look at each other. There's that moment of recognition of like, oh shit, like this is done, right? And like, you know, you could probably grab some food, walk around the campus, I'll see it. But you know that this right here is the open door to goodbye. It's, you guys have all turned to the knob and swung that door open. Clem is leaving and you guys have somewhere to go back after this. And all three of you wake up all in the van. You're in the same spot. The chair is still out front. You swore you were all sitting outside. You're all inside. You've all had these dreams. Javi, you remember eating that soup, but you hadn't eaten that soup before. But you do now. And it was good and it was sweet. And it feels like, even though you haven't seen your mom in quite some time, like you saw her earlier today. And that weight in your pocket that's so heavy for a moment feels like someone else is carrying it for you. And you don't have to deal with it right now. Zeke, the car's cooled down. It's pretty late in the night now. It's probably like 1 a.m. You guys don't know how you just slept for 3 hours. You kind of look back. You see you've placed something on top of that spot that you know that you left the money. There's emergency funds. Quite a good amount, just in case. And Clem, you sit here, still fairly early on into your road trip, and you've already seen the end of it. You know that you all get to say goodbye. You were there. It wasn't a dream, Clem. It didn't feel like a dream. You've seen that. You've seen your friends a little tattered up, maybe a little bit of their stringy face hair grown out because they haven't shaved in however long because you've been camping and roughing it and driving around. And you know that you at least get to all turn that doorknob together and open it up and say goodbye, at least for the summer. And that's where we're going to end this episode. Hey, you guys are so good. You guys are so good at this.
Oh, I hate
someone
you,
do
Adam.
Someone do the sign off. Thanks for listening.
I have to blow my nose. So
well, okay.
Can we just do the sign off later? Can we just like put it in later?
Put it in post.
Can we do the sign off in post?
Can we just like fuck a sign off today?
Well, this is episode 16. If you're picking up right here, like,
what do you? That's not right.
Well, I mean, like, you're a little bit of a freak. Go listen to the other episodes. Bye! Love you lots. Goodbye.
Hey, howdy, hey. Thank you for listening to 5 Jams in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media, at 5 Jams in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Jams Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5jamsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5 Jams in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5jamsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.